In session 7, we explore the model of influence. This model has caregivers identify a desired behavior they wish to see in their children and walks them through a way to consider influencing this behavior, which ultimately influences the family's culture. Let's say, for example, I want my child to be kind to others. In the first column of the model, I'm looking at what I can do to increase my child's knowledge of what being kind includes. First, I need to make sure I'm communicating what this really means to my child. For me, this would include supporting others when they're in need of help, greeting people when you see them as a way of acknowledging them, and saying please and thank you when interacting with them. In addition to what my words are sharing, I also need to model this for my child. Am I doing these things when we're at the grocery store, when I'm on the phone with a friend, or interacting with a stranger on the street? The way I model this behavior is going to be much more impactful than the words I use to explain it. I also need to find ways for my child to practice this behavior, starting with ones that are low risk first. Can I give my daughter a chance to practice being kind with a friend before I ask her to be kind to a stranger? In addition to building my child's knowledge, I also need to develop their will to fulfill the desired behavior. The first part of this is my attitude. Do I believe my child can be kind? How do I show that I believe this is the case? What supports do I think they need in place to be kind to others? In addition to my attitude, I also have to have consistent consequences. And more than punishing her when she isn't kind, am I finding opportunities to reward and acknowledge her when she is? And when a consequence is necessary, am I leaning on natural consequences as much as possible? If she hasn't been kind to a classmate and therefore doesn't get invited to a party, do I give her space to sit in that sadness to reflect on the impact her behavior had on another? The last part of the model is that of grace, and it's so important. When my child doesn't meet the expected behavior, how do I give her some grace so she knows I believe in her, that all humans make mistakes, and that I'm there to support her in figuring out how to pick up the pieces and prevent this from happening in the future? One thing that's really important to point out is that this is a model, and that's it. No model is going to work for every person, and nothing is going to be as simple as the model suggests. However, talking about this model does give participants a chance to reflect on their role in influencing the culture of their family, and how our responses as caregivers to each section of this model can have an impact on our well-being and our ability to be compassionate to others.